This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating progress note on patient Villagrana, V-I-L-L-A-G-R-A-N-A, first name Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, the date of birth, May 29, 1960, date of evaluation, December 7, 2022, referring physician, Dr. Cotty, the HPI. The patient is a 61-year-old male with history of CVA, diabetes, and hypertension, who was first hospitalized in approximately 1999 with a CVA period. He was then hospitalized at Alta Bates Medical Center period. He most recently had been admitted to the acute hospital in December of 2021 with acute CVA, period. The wife noted that he was, open quote, listing, L-I-S-T-I-N-G, close quote. He was then hospitalized at Alameda Hospital, period. Swallow evaluation was noted to be abnormal, period. He had then been followed in the office over the last year, period. He presented for routine follow-up on December 7, 2022, at which time he reported decreased mobility, period. He has had some joint pains, but overall he is doing well. He states that he has had some weight loss, period. He otherwise is clinically stable, period. The past medical history, one, lockjaw following CVA, next number diabetes type 2, next number CVA, next number hypertension. The past surgical history, cholecystectomy, medication, Januvia 100 milligrams 1 daily, metformin 1,000 milligrams 1 BID, Jardiance 10 milligrams 1 daily, B12 1,000 micrograms daily, atorvastatin 40 milligrams HS, carvedilol 25 milligrams BID, amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, Plavix 75 milligrams daily, Losartan 100 milligrams daily, Botox Q3 months, allergies, K-Flex, family history, mother died of colon cancer, social history, he has been married for approximately 5 years. He notes history of prior methamphetamine, however, he has not used since his first CVA period. He denies current cigarette smoking or alcohol use, period. Review of systems. Constitutional, he has had mild weight loss, period. Neurologic, he has history of CVA with resultant paralysis, i.e. hemiparesis. Respiratory, he has had no cough or shortness of breath. Cardiac, he has had no chest pain, orthopnea, or PND. Genitourinary, no frequency or urgency. Gastrointestinal, no nausea or vomiting, period. The lab work dated October 7, 2022, cholesterol 136, HDL 43, LDL 74, glucose 142, sodium 139, potassium 3.9, chloride 103, bicarb 103, correction, bicarb 29, BUN 16, creatinine 0.72, glucose 142, hemoglobin A1C 6.2, TSH 1.67, white blood cell count 6.2, hemoglobin 16.4, platelets 180, urinalysis, specific gravity 1.039, 3 plus glucose trace protein. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 124/82, pulse 84, respiratory rate 20. The neuro reveals left hemiparesis, period. The impression, 62-year-old male with diabetes, hypertension, history of CVA with ongoing left hemiparesis, period. He had noted some muscle pain and some muscle atrophy, period. This may be related to his prior CVA, but given his current dosage of atorvastatin, I have asked him to hold atorvastatin for 3 months, period. I will see him at that time. If his symptoms improve, we'll adjust his medications accordingly, period. Dr. Rawlington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.